North and South Korea announced today they'll resume their dialogue aimed at reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea is sending a senior envoy to Pyongyang next week. Reconciliation talks, boosted by a summit of the North and South Korean leaders in June of 2000, have produced few results, and a program to reunite divided families has been suspended. Barbara Demick is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Seoul. What led up to today's announcement?
There's been a real effort, especially on the part of South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, to get the talks going again. They've been meeting secretly or discreetly in various locations, and I think they were very anxious to get things moving since this is Kim Dae-jung's last year in office, and North Korea would like to see some progress on the economic front.
What caused the suspension of the reconciliation efforts?
There's a lot of disagreement about that, but the whole world became a chillier place after September 11th. The United States' new emphasis on the war against terrorism and the very strong line of the Bush administration against North Korean missile sales caused a lot of tension here. I believe the North Koreans felt that when the United States was taking such a tough posture, it was difficult to be talking dialogue and reconciliation.
So will this initiative have any effect on relations between the U.S. and North Korea?
Hopefully it should eventually. The relations between the North and South and the United States have always gone in tandem, and I think the United States is waiting to see that North Korea is seriously interested in dialogue with the South before it reopens dialogue with North Korea.
You mentioned Kim Dae-jung will be leaving office as president of South Korea. What would he like to see as his legacy in terms of relations with North Korea?
He wants to see the Sunshine Policy on track. He's not looking for reunification in his term, but he would like to see it heading somewhere in the right direction. I mean, his nightmare scenario is that not just a war, but some collapse of the North Korean regime, and he wants to see things happen very gradually, very incrementally, and that involves considerable South Korean investment in North Korea. So I think he wants to see that process look like it's going somewhere before he leaves office. And he would also like to see the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il, come to Seoul. That was promised in the June 2000 summit and hasn't happened yet. That would really, you know, send a good parting message that progress is inevitable.
Los Angeles Times reporter Barbara Demick in Seoul.